Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So March Madness, I think I figured out what March Madness has that makes it so special. At this point, I don't think there are a lot of sports. I think there's two sports that own the day from, let's say, 10 a.m. to midnight. Mm-hmm. The NFL and college football, they have it every week.
No matter, I said it here. They own Sunday.
They own Sunday and they own Saturday.
Yeah.
And they own entire days. That's what makes NFL number one. That's what makes college number two.
Yeah.
MLB doesn't have a day. Hell, their opening day started the other day. We didn't even know what happened. It happened at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
There's no magnitude of opening day anymore. The romanticism's gone. NBA doesn't own a day. NFL took Christmas from them. They try. I mean, even Christmas, not as many people were watching. The NFL just took Christmas from them.
They say, we'll take that.
We'll take that. Yeah. we'll take Christmas too.
Yeah.
There is the beauty of March Madness is that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they own a day. They own 8 days on the sports calendar. They own them.
Yeah.
NFL owns every Sunday. They own all their playoff games. College football owns every Saturday. Those are the only two sports that can say it. And I think that's what makes the NFL and college football king. And the other thing about it, this is funny. Like when you talk about college basketball and you talk about, you know, why is March Madness popular? Because some of the basketball sucks. Like, let's just be honest. Like you don't get A&M and U of H a lot. There's been some bangers in this tournament, but you don't get that often. But you hear, well, it's a bracket. It's about your bracket. You know, your bracket, yada, 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 yada. The NFL has fantasy football every Sunday, which I think is even like a more intense version of your bracket because you drafted the team, you're attached to the team, you get the slate wiped clean, you're directly competing with someone. There's like traditions of it. So the bracket has kind of been like the NFL has taken the bracket in a popularity sense to it to an even higher level when it comes to fantasy football. But that's what I think the best way I can describe March Madness is you can criticize the basketball, you can talk about a lot of stuff, but they own the day. And I think it's, are there any other sports, 713-572-4610, are there any other American sports outside of NFL, college football, and March Madness that own multiple days?
No. In terms of like an extended period of time or the season,
just you wake up to the end of the day.
Yes, I know. I'll look at the text board in just a second. I have it open, but I'm not looking. I'm sure somebody's going to say, "Well, the Masters owns that." No. No, I'm talking about like every day and extended. No, they do, but I mean, not like extended period of time. In fact, I mentioned this to you before the show as well. Like, I think March Madness, if you really want to just kind of put it in blunt terms, is the third biggest sport in America. March Madness. Not college basketball. March Madness. It's bigger than MLB.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What are you doing Thursday?
It's bigger than the NBA.
What are you doing Thursday?
I mean, I'm just as an example, because I know millions of people will do this probably. My son worked from home Thursday and Friday because he wanted to watch basketball. I mean, that happened. Traffic was lighter on the streets Thursday and Friday. Did you notice that? Like there's a reason for that. Those days are owned. Like the NFL is the number one sport in America. College football is the number two sport in America. Now you might love other sports, dearly and disagree with me, but you're wrong. Like in terms of just the numbers, the television numbers. March Madness is the by itself is the third biggest sport in America. Nobody watches college basketball.
No.
During the regular season. No. And then it becomes like I saw something, and this was from a reputable source, like, will women's basketball eclipse men? Come on. What are we doing? Like, no.
Boy, they're trying, man.
No,
it won't. Like, ESPN's putting it on the front page.
It won't.
It's not.
It's not going to happen.
You are trying to make this happen. It's not going
to
happen.
Can't wait to see Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, okay.
You and about, you know, a couple million other people. It's not going to be 60 million people.
On the text line, 832, Houston isn't a hockey town, but the Stanley Cup is huge as well. That's one event, sir.
They don't own the day.
Yeah, like I'm talking about the day. I'm talking about multiple games. You wake up at 11, hey, I'm going to watch this, and then at midnight I'm going to go to sleep. That's every Saturday during college football season, and that's every Sunday during NFL football season. Yes. And you have the bracket element on Sunday with the NFL. That's why the NFL is there, and there's magnitude. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing March Madness has. It's magnitude. It's win or go home.
Yeah.
It is win or go home. Mm-hmm. You don't have that in baseball. You don't have that in NBA basketball. NBA basketball has actually decreased magnitude. That's what makes college basketball so exciting. And why March Madness hangs around despite what the product is, because they have it. Nobody mm-hmm. they don't have it. You don't have it. Baseball.
Baseball used to own opening day.
Used to.
Now okay. There's like four of them.
It's gonna be under the radar now. Tell me when that happens. Yeah. How they's fitting that in. All right, me, you, and Figgy, let's go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead and do a production meeting. You ready?
Yes, right. Let's go.
All right, it's Thursday. We're getting Sports Center ready. MLB opening day today. Mm-hmm. We got that. We got half the Sweet 16 games as well. The Ohtani thing is going on. Mm-hmm. We got all that drama. NFL, who knows what they're going to do? They might have a rule change that breaks the internet.
Yeah.
Where are we starting?
NCAA tournament, please, and thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
What about do we want to go to the Ohtani scandal, or do we want to talk about the actual games of opening day?
Ohtani, please.
Okay, there you go. Well, the NFL just passed a rule, by the way. You're barely allowed to tackle someone.
Yeah. Say no more. Like literally, just say the letters. Well, the NFL, done. That's your story. That's one of your lead stories. It's and the other thing is people get a little bit bristled, but more and more people are recognizing it. When you say, well, college football is the second biggest sport in the country.
Everybody knows that.
No, it is.
No, it's not close.
It is, yeah.
It's a whole Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, college football has, I mean, some people, I don't know if the kids still do this or not. Let me know, kids. We got some young cats in college. I'm talking to, what's the generation after millennials?
Alpha? No. I thought you meant the new generation right now.
Yeah.
It's
Gen X.
ZX.
All right, whatever, X and Z.
Yeah.
Do y'all still get up at 9 a.m. to watch College Game Day? Because that used to be me. I got to get up at 9.
They will.
I'm still burping tequila. There's keg beer still on me from my keg stands on my shirt.
Got that dank beer smell.
Pop open a couple beers, go in the shower,
drink
some beers, and turn on College Game Day. It might even start earlier than that for them.
Yes, I think they do. I think the next – I just said what the top three sports are in America now. You know what number maybe number three, and it'll bump March Madness now. But you know what the number four most popular sport in America is going to be very, very soon?
You're going to say soccer.
No, the college football bracket. No, I'm serious.
No.
It's NFL.
Oh, damn. We're going to get to fill out college brackets.
Yes.
Oh,
and number one is NFL.
Oh, snap.
Number
yes.
two is college football. Number three will probably be March Madness for a long time still. But the number four most popular sport is going to be the college football bracket.
I'm going to be a degen, and I'm going to say this on the air, and I'm going to ask you if you want to partake in this.
Okay.
Would you be down with a Sweet 16 bracket, $100 buy-in, where how many ever people we can get,
mm-hmm.
you put $100 in,
mm-hmm.
but the top half get to keep their money? So you're not losing $100. It's not like you're risking $100. Like if me, you,
if eight people join, four is gonna get.
If me, you, Sean, Clint, Ron, Figgy, or something, throw $100 in,
mm-hmm.
and that's six guys. Yeah. The top three get their hundo back, and then the rest goes to the winner. So the rest goes to the winner. Would you be down with that?
You mean two through four get their money back, but the winner gets
No, the winner gets his money back too, and then you get the extra.
Okay, gotcha.
So the top half. No matter what, gets the $300.
Yeah.
So if it's a $600 thing, then $100 to first, $100 to second, $100 to third, and then the $300 goes to first.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. I'm in.
You in or not?
I'm in.
Oh, Honda, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get the Sweet 16. We'll get the Sweet 16 bracket going.
Got it right here, man.
$100 challenge. I'll send it out.
Yeah,
we'll get this guy. And if we get 10, then 5.
Yeah,
but that way you're not saying, oh, it's $100 win or lose.
Yeah, no, winner take all.
Yeah,
well,
it's not that type of joint.
You got a chance to get your money back.
Yeah, it's not that type of joint.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, and I'm gonna do point differential upsets too.
Okay, how's that work?
So like if you pick a 6 to upset a 3, you get an extra 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's point differential upset. So you can swing for the fences if you want.
I don't know if I've
want.
Ever done that before.
Yeah, so point differential upset, and then we'll go first round, and we'll lay out the points.
Don't overcomplicate it, though. Just leave it at that.
No, it's easy.
Yeah, just leave it at that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, and it'll be like 2 points, then 4, then 6, and whatever.
Yeah.
And if you call the champs.
So. I'm up, man. I did well this past weekend.
There you go.
How about that?
How about you?
Let's go, Marquette.
Good for you.
Let's go.
FU Wisconsin. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. F y'all in every way possible.
Aggies were +8.5 too.
Man, you know what was the toughest L of this tournament? And I actually felt bad for people who made this wager. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that we got a lot of degenerates that we talked to. The Oregon going to double overtime and then not covering the 5 with that effort. Man, I felt so bad for those folks, man.
Yeah, that's a whole world.
Man, because they played their ass off, and the guy missed a free throw, and then you have them +5, and they end up falling.
Yeah. No, that was tough because they covered it twice.
Yeah.
But it was tied.
Yeah. That was rough, man.
Yeah, it was.
That was a rough one. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you. So yesterday you had the Cougs advancing, Kelvin Sampson. Do you think that Kelvin Sampson, how do you think he's feeling right now? Because I know I kind of feel like Kelvin Sampson wasn't, I know he was proud, but I also feel like he was a lot more pissed off than he was acting at acting.
No,
after
see,
the
I'm
game.
The exact opposite.
You don't think so?
No, I think
you don't think he was mad.
I think he puts on a show because he's trying to either lobby for calls in the future or lobby for calls in the game. Like what I've said about the foul shooting discrepancy and the players in foul trouble, that was the Aggies executed that game plan perfectly. Kelvin Sampson knew that. Like literally from the first possession to the last possession, the Aggies were driving, get them on the heels. The Cougs are not used to teams being able to drive on them like that. Now they played great help defense, but he knows what Buzz Williams was doing. He was doing that on purpose to try to get them in trouble. And he also knew, I got the shooters. You know, we're going to try to drive the ball, do it with whomever, shed with a great dunk and everything else, but then kick to guys like Sharp, et cetera. He knew how that game played out. If he was mad at anything, it's that they didn't cover it.
Well, I just think he's a perfectionist and didn't want it to be as sloppy of a finish.
Yes.
But I think I'm not trying to be moral victory guy. I think Buzz should be very proud with the guy, the way that his fellas ended that one.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's a lot of ifs when it comes to intense games like this. Like, I don't think the officiating, I don't care about foul discrepancy.
There could be some issues with the officiating, but not that.
Yeah, the jump ball at the end, the push off, whatever, the out of bounds call, A&M. But like foul discrepancy, A&M was aggressive as hell. Taylor didn't even play good, man.
No, I know.
That's
and they
crazy.
Missed those free
they
throws.
They were that close, and Taylor was not even good.
Yeah, and they
and
missed.
That dude is cold.
And he can get to the rack.
That dude is cold.
And they missed a lot of free throws in the first half. Did better in the second. But yeah, no, it was tremendous. And you talked about it. There's not some very good basketball played, but because of the bracket and everything else, the tournament is always entertaining. But that was good basketball and the bracket.
Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you. I'm trying to solve a mystery right now. I just texted Bajani, who filled in last week. He said I ignored him in the elevator. I'm trying to get to the bottom of that. I don't know what he's talking about. I'm trying to investigate
so,
this.
So, Figgy, what exactly did he say, or did you talk to him?
I'm asking him, like,
I guess he was up here early on Thursday, and I guess Landry's getting on the elevator. He was getting off, and I guess he said, hey, what's up, man?
Was Thursday when we spoke to the A&M kids?
It was Wednesday.
Okay, well, so he was getting off and I was getting on?
I guess so. I guess y'all was
That's
just walking
not an
past
elevator,
each other.
Right?
I guess y'all was, I don't know if y'all was passing each other or what. But.
So here's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the no acknowledgement is nothing.
Yeah.
But when we spoke to the A&M kids, we spoke to the A&M kids. It went a little bit longer than usual.
Yeah.
Normally, I get home.
You got baby to take
care.
The
nanny leaves at 3:30.
Yeah.
I got home at 5:30.
Yikes.
So the nanny was there. I had to take her to the bus. I told the nanny, I'm so sorry. I will try to get here at 2:30 tomorrow so that you can leave early.
Yeah.
The hell are you talking about? We didn't ride in the elevator together.
You left before he.
Yeah,
even...
that's not an elevator ride.
Yeah,
a passing by each other in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an elevator ride.
That's. I don't know. I guess his thing was he spoke to you and you ain't say nothing back to him. I guess.
What?
That's what he said. I guess you didn't say anything to him when he spoke to you.
I feel like he's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe he was in the zone or something. Sometimes people be in the zone where. It might be somewhere else.
What's a speak to on the elevator?
Yeah, I don't
like what isn't that a head nod area?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, when someone's getting on an elevator and someone's getting off, that's a head nod.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because the door is shutting. Mm-hmm. That's a head nod.
Yeah.
But I guess he said what's up to you.
A head nod's a what's up. When you're getting in the elevator.
Did you do a head nod?
He fills in and then slanders and lies.
So you didn't even ride the elevator with him?
No.
It was just like crossing paths?
It was, oh, I got to get home at 2:30. I'm rushing home. What's up, Bajani?
See,
what's
I
up?
Thought you were on the elevator together.
Come on, bro.
And didn't, yeah.
Come on, bro.
Come on, that's not.
Yeah. Like, you think I'm going to be on the elevator and not talk to him?
Yeah.
Like, come on. That is. I mean, so that's how you take advantage of the fill-in.
Yeah.
You lie. That's that, way to take advantage of the rep, man. I'm with Spillane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Spillane on Bajani's performances.
God. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm with Spillane on this.
You're having a bad day.
I mean, come on, bro. Like, when the elevator's closing, especially here at 2, and you're getting on when someone's getting off, like, hey, what's up? What are we doing?
Yeah, that's not a conversation.
And then he said that I didn't tell him that I was off. Dude, I didn't know I was off till 4.
Yeah, I got proof of that.
Yeah, I got the text.
You texted me, yeah.
I texted Figgy, too. I said I was off. It's mm-hmm. not my job. Why wouldn't you text me if you're filling in?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to text you? Like, if I'm filling in for someone, it's, hey, guys, I have this. I got to do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
What more do I have to do around here?
What more do I have to do around here?
I mean, I do enough already.
Hey, Lopez is off. Let me get this to you.
Yeah.
I rode in the elevator with you. Like, we're just lying now. We're just making stuff up.
Oh, maybe he should be a slime ball.
I mean, it's fine. I don't even want to acknowledge him right now.
Yeah.
If he wants to say I didn't when I did, then I just won't acknowledge him. What? I rode an elevator with you.
Well, I guess not.
No, the elevator was closing. You were walking in. I walked out. I said, sup, head nod, and I didn't talk to you. Yeah, the elevator was closing.
You got to do better,
man. And there was someone else in there.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, so I'm supposed to be the jerk? No, or maybe there wasn't, but I'm supposed to be the jerk and keep the door open?
Yeah.
Come on, brother. We're just lying now. Goodness gracious, the madness in more ways than one. Coming up, lunchtime confessions, life-changing. I need some of y'all's help in this because my life has changed, and I'm kind of starting to understand when guys like Lopez, and yes, I do mean guys like Lopez, say some of the things they say. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.